Welcome to episode 125 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we wrap up our look at wonders of the world by investigating the Aurora Borealis, also called the Northern Lights. Hey there. Welcome to the tundra. Come on, step away from the light of the campfire real quick. The flames are blocking your view. All right, now look up. You see it? How can you miss it? Up above, shimmering, iridescent greens and reds filling the Alaskan sky. They're the Northern Lights, scientifically known as the Aurora Borealis. They get their name from Aurora, the Roman goddess of the dawn. Now, we Earthlings may think we monopolize on the whole Aurora thing, but it turns out that Jupiter, Neptune, and Saturn all have Aurora also.
Man, it's freezing. Let's go back to the campfire.
You know, there are legends about the Aurora that the Native Americans tell. Some say the lights are a reminder from the great creator that he is the true power of the world. Some say they are the spirits of children who died at birth, playing and dancing in eternal youth up in the sky. One legend is more detailed. It goes like this. The ends of the land and sea are bound by an immense abyss, over which a narrow and dangerous pathway leads to the heavenly regions. The sky is a great dome of hard material arched over the earth. There is a hole in it through which the spirits pass to the true heavens. Only the spirits of those who have died a voluntary or violent death have been over this pathway. The spirits who live there light torches to guide the feet of new arrivals. These spirits are called Selamiyat, the sky dwellers. This is the light of the Aurora. The whistling, crackling noise which sometimes accompanies the Aurora is the voices of these spirits trying to talk with the people of the earth. Even now, if you listen close, you may hear them, those departed souls calling out to you in the bitter, empty Arctic night. Thanks for tuning in to episode 125 of the Daily Brainwave. Now, today's episode was a bit of a departure from my normal style. I would appreciate some feedback. Let me know what you thought by dropping me a line at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And with that, we put a close on this month of wonders. We started all the way back at the start of the month in Egypt with the Great Pyramids of Giza. Going around the world, till now we have landed in the frozen Arctic. I hope you have enjoyed this month, but it's time to move on. And so make sure you come back tomorrow and we take a look at a new topic, the oh-so-neighborly Mr. Rogers.